This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. New year, new hobbies. And everything is better with Raycon wireless earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden and Vice President Harris have driven a bold agenda for progress and for justice.
President Joe Biden signed multiple actions as part of his plan to combat climate change, a plan that he pitched Eisenhower or FDR style, tying it directly to the goal of creating new jobs.
It doesn't make any sense how, at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs. Probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage. It doesn't make any sense. How?
Did you consider the ramifications of your actions?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'll circle back if there's more I can share with you. But I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back.
All of a sudden, I'm feeling dizzy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Headline on the internet: motorcyclist identifying as bicyclist sets world speed record. That's a joke, okay? It's a joke today. It may be reality tomorrow. I mean, who would have thought that they would? Energy independence, a bad thing for U.S., says dementia Joe Biden. We don't need no stinking 11,000 union jobs on the Keystone XL pipeline. And did you notice those Democrat congressmen? They said if you end the oil leases, it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of jobs. Those are Democrats saying that. Hundreds of thousands of jobs. They must be very proud of themselves. So, you know, the New York Times, they're the Democrat Party's fanzine, the House organ, the semi-official newspaper of the Democrat Party. They have an editorial today. Ease up on the executive actions, comma, Joe. And you know how clubby and collegial that is? Not Mr. President, have pity on the working man, like Randy Newman saying. Ease up on the executive actions, Joe. He's their friend. But maybe, you know, maybe you're overdoing it. Just a little bit. Let's go to the chump line.
I know this GameStop stuff is funny and all, but you have to remember, this is hurting real people who own multiple boats.
This is hurting people who summer on Martha's Vineyard with Barack Obama and John Forbes Caddy.
Now Pelosi supposedly concerned with Greenpeace, she's more concerned with pieces of green.
Play cut 9. This is from her press conference. It's Thursday, so she's still doing the press conferences every Thursday. Cut 9.
What exactly did you mean when you said that the enemy is within? What exactly did you mean?
It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress.
Can we have some names, please? What members of Congress have threatened violence against other members of Congress? And again, I repeat, it's kind of rich for AOC to keep talking about how she was afraid of being murdered and she's afraid to go near the Republicans because they might kill her. Which Republicans are you afraid are going to assault you? Steve Scalise, who was almost killed by a Bernie bro, one of your people, or Senator Rand Paul, who likewise was almost killed. He wasn't wounded. He hid in the dugout to escape and then was assaulted by one of his neighbors, almost killed, broke several of his ribs, collapsed his lung, and then he was assaulted, he and his wife, when they were leaving the White House. Are you afraid that Rand Paul, who has seen more combat than many people who have combat ribbons, who's been assaulted more than many victims who get to testify in court against their assailants, You worried about Rand Paul assaulting you or Steve Scalise? The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding President Biden that while he and the good doctor redecorate the White House, they could save energy and increase the property value by putting in some of our wicked awesome windows and doors.
John Kerry has been given a private jet, a sweet expense account, and the cushiest do-nothing job in government. So why the long face?
We're bringing out all the old John Kerry jokes. He was for the 87 million before he was against the 87 million. He's the biggest cheesehead in Wisconsin.
You want to talk about choices? The fact that John Kerry is serving in a Biden administration is the embodiment of multiple wrong choices.
That is so true. That is so true. He is. Does he still have that pink girly bike? Did he take that with him when he migrated from Nantucket to Martha's Vineyard?
I don't care how bad Wall Street is struggling.
Nor do I, if it's going to put some of these hedge fund operators out of business.
Struggling.
Gabe Plotkin is struggling. He lost 30% of his portfolio's value. Ergo, he is struggling. But his friend Steve Cohen has stepped in, the owner of the New York Mets, with his second bad financial investment of a young year.
The Keystone Pipeline is no more. Plugs made sure it was his first score. As Kamala was cackling, he got rid of fracking. It's like they missed Carter's gas lines of yore.
Yeah, some of you out there aren't old enough to remember the gas lines, but don't worry, they're coming back.
One mask, two mask, red mask, blue mask. It's Dr. Seuss Fauci.
Oh. Let's play Dr. Fauci. He's taking the high road here. He's with John Roberts. Cut one.
The former Obama administration is saying that things were a mess when the Biden administration took over. If they were a mess, you were part of that team. So what was in place at that time?
Yeah, well, John, I really don't want to go back and rehash that. That is not productive.
Really? I'd rather talk about my new plan. My new plan today, I said on Monday we needed two masks. It's Thursday, we need three masks today. Get back to me on Sunday. Maybe we'll need four, maybe we'll need zero.
More people died in New York State nursing homes than from climate change, but we only use the word crisis when talking about climate.
That's a good point. New report out today by the Attorney General of New York, who I'm not a fan of. She's trying to put Donald Trump in jail over nothing. But she issued a report that they've checked out the real nursing home numbers in New York, and they say that Cuomo has underestimated the number of deaths in New York City state nursing homes by 56%. And Charlie Parker says, so when are they going to change the statistics so Massachusetts is only number two in nursing home deaths, not number one? I'm tired of being number one in all these categories.
Putting yacht owning, private jet flying, Martha's Vineyard John Kerry in charge of stopping global warming? Isn't that like in making Roseanne Barr in charge of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
Or making Roseanne Barr in charge of Weight Watchers.
Hey, Howie, if you leave your tooth under a MyPillow, does the Tooth Fairy cancel your dental insurance?
That's what AOC is going to say tomorrow at a big press conference. If she can, if she avoids being assaulted by some of her Republican colleagues.
Lovey, I wonder if our hero, Joe Biden, going to go to the Super Bowl and throw out the first pitch.
Yeah. You know, people like John Kerry, Mike Dukakis, Gary Hart Pence, Hillary Clinton, they got to be saying to themselves, this guy is president and I couldn't make it?
Green New Deal is the deal for me. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Drill and frack and Biden will have your hide.
Keystone Pipeline is where I'd rather be. Go ahead.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. Or we might play it on Chopped Chumps. That's the podcast that we put out around 7 o'clock every weeknight. Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding President Biden that while he and the good doctor redecorate the White House, they could save energy and increase the property value by putting in some of our wicked awesome windows and doors.
John Kerry has been given a private jet, a sweet expense account, and the cushiest do-nothing job in government. So why the long face?
An oldie but a goodie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950. Buy direct and buy from a company that makes their products in the USA. From carpet stains to general cleaning, you need Genesis 950. Use code word Howie and save $10. Genesis950.com, Genesis950, much cheaper than replacing your carpet. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you saddened or gladdened by what happened to the hedge funds by way of GameStop's stock?
I'm very happy.
Only 9% say they're saddened.
Well, it's amazing that it took this long, but CNN has blamed Donald Trump for GameStop. Yes. Chris Saliza, a real tool, a dink's dink. He says the entire notion of Trump's candidacy and presidency was to stick it to the elites. And then, well, there wasn't really any plan beyond that. The screw job was the point.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Oh, boy. He said the roots of the strategy to screw the hedge funds had their roots in Trumpism. Wow. Donald Trump's got to be, I mean, he may still be, you know, disappointed that he lost, and I don't blame him for being disappointed, but if he saw those tweets, he had to be amused more than somewhat. 844-500-4242-508. Congress wants a wall around the Capitol. Do they not get the irony in that? Irony is not one of the strengths of the woke community. Someone points out that not only is AOC afraid of her Republican colleagues, she's also afraid of her garbage disposal. Yes, it is. Jen Psaki, or Jen Psaki, I call it Psaki. I don't believe in silent peas. Ptomaine poisoning. She's got a comeback, or she did have a comeback, whenever she couldn't answer a question, which was often. she would have a phrase that she would repeat over and over again. Cut 21.
I'll circle back if there's more I can share with you. But I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey. I'll have to just circle back with you. We can circle back. I'm happy to circle back with you. I can circle back. I will have to circle back on that one. That's an excellent question.
Oh, such an important question.
We will circle back with you, and we'll circle back with you. It's an interesting question, but we'll circle back. I'm happy to circle back, but I'll have to circle back with you on it. It's a good question, but we'll circle back with you on this today. We will certainly circle back with you more directly. I hate to disappoint you, but I will have to circle back with you on that as well.
When I used to run around in circles as a kid, I always got dizzy. You think she would be about ready to fall over? She'd been circling so much. 844-500-4242. People can't get enough of the John Kerry flashback, so let's do a quick one here. 19.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
I'm here to lecture you coal miners about the poor choices you've made in the hollows of West Virginia and Kentucky and the rest of those trashy Appalachian ghettos. So anyway, Jen Psaki yesterday, she was asked yesterday when this whole GameStop story began coming into prominence, what the Treasury Secretary was going to do to prevent a run on these big Wall Street hedge funds. And her response basically was that Janet Yellen is a woman. That's what it boils down to. Cut 22.
Is the White House concerned about the stock market activity we're seeing around GameStop, and now with some other stocks as well, including the subsidiary or whatever, the company that was Blockbuster? And have there been any conversations with the SEC about how to proceed?
Well, I'm also happy to repeat that we have the first female Treasury Secretary and a team that's surrounding her, and often questions about market we'll send to them. But our team is, of course, our economic team, including Secretary Yellen and others, are monitoring the situation. It's a good reminder, though, that the stock market isn't the only measure of the health of our economy. It doesn't reflect how working and middle class families are doing. As you all know from covering this, we're in the midst of a K-shaped recovery. America's workers are struggling to make ends meet, which is why the president has introduced this urgent package to get immediate relief to families.
Talk about nonsense. We have to get people back to work, so we've ended the Keystone XL pipeline, and we're going to shut down all the oil leases and gas leases on federal property, which Democrat congressmen say is going to cost hundreds of thousands more jobs. And that's how we're fighting it. And oh, by the way, you know, we have we have the first woman Treasury Secretary, and we have the first gay Transportation Secretary, and we have the first transgender Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. That would be Rachel Levine, formerly Richard Levine. And I just discovered the other day that he's from Massachusetts originally. He came out of Pennsylvania more recently, but he went to Belmont Hill School, one of the exclusive prep schools. His name wasn't Rachel because it's an all boys prep school, day prep school. And his name was Richard Levine then. That's where Mitt Romney's kids went. A lot of the prominent Brahmin types from Boston area. I wonder if Rachel Levine is on their alumni magazine this winter for her appointment as an alumnus. Is she not an alumnus? She's an alumna now of Belmont Hill School. 844-500-4242. Death Pool coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. 6 o'clock tonight, the Death Pool. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How long did Joe Biden have to wear the mask before he won the bet? Apparently the answer is 8 days, because he's taken off the mask now in the Oval Office. But that's okay, because he's in the prime of physical condition. Cut 5.
And that a memorandum reversed my predecessor's attack on women's health
health access, and as we continue to battle COVID-19.
Remember Joy Reid said that she was hacked into by time-traveling hacks, because that's the only way they could have done it. They get into her email and put anti-Muslim and homophobic slurs on her Twitter feed from back many years ago. Now the aliens, she's thinking about the aliens again. Cut 13.
You know, I always feel like if aliens ever really exist and they come and attack us, it's going to be because we destroyed the planet. That'll be our punishment, right?
Right. Right, Joy. Thanks for sharing that brilliant observation with us. 844-500-4242. You remember Andrew McCabe, the FBI director, deputy director, then he became acting director briefly after James Comey was fired 4 years ago. And on the day that he was sworn in as the acting director of the FBI, succeeding the likes of J. Edgar Hoover, he lied to federal agents 3 times, according to the inspector general. Lying to a federal agent is a felony. So he committed 3 felonies on his first day in office by lying to federal agents investigating leaks. So now McCabe is, of course, what else would he be? He's a contributor to CNN because he's a veteran liar, not a convicted liar, but an acknowledged liar under oath, obstructor of justice. So here he is telling a Wolf Blitzer about the plague of, well, you know what, cut 11.
How much of this boils down to the lies and misinformation that's circulating out there, deliberately circulating by evil people?
Well, really, that is the pool, the groundswell of ideology and grievance and violence from which all of these movements pull from and use as their motivation.
Lies. Evil. Do evil people lie under oath? On the day they've been appointed director of the FBI, even temporarily, Mr. McCabe, he's a moral beacon for our times, is he not? 844-500-4242. Does Jen Psaki, who's always circling back, does she have a favorite Billy Preston song, perhaps, Taylor?
When it goes round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up there.
Will it go round in circles? 844-500-4242. And again, we're going to do the death pool at 6 o'clock. But I did want to mention a story unfolding here. The vaccine rollout in Massachusetts is a complete disaster. It's a debacle, as state legislators are saying. And Charlie Parker, who was bragging about how Massachusetts healthcare is the envy of the world on Tuesday night, is now admitting that it's a complete disaster, that he was unprepared for anything. Massachusetts will set up a call center next week to help coordinate vaccine appointments after pleas from state lawmakers to expand access for seniors. The phone piece is something I would like to have had ready, and we will soon. He said today. He only had a year to get ready for this thing. You see, it's running about as well as the Registry of Motor Vehicles in the Massachusetts State Police and the Holyoke Soldiers Home.
Whose bright idea was it for the first sector of people, 75 plus, to be eligible to get the vaccine, that they could register online? How many people 75 plus do you know that are actively using the internet?
None. Not many, anyway. And this is just absurd. Eric Lesser, he's a senator from Longmeadow, a Democrat. He said the current registration system, a map-based system, listen to this, a map-based system that sends users to third-party websites to book their appointments. How would online sales be doing if you had a map-based system that sent users to a third-party website? I think sales would diminish or would never occur anyway. He said they were both cumbersome and contradictory. Lesser said, as a national leader in healthcare, I mean, why do we have to pretend to be a national leader in healthcare anymore, whether you're Democrat or Republicans? Why do you have to go along with that that polite fiction, which is another way of saying BS? As a national leader in healthcare, it is simply inexcusable that Massachusetts has fallen so far behind other states. We're the envy of the world. That's what Charlie Parker said on Tuesday night in his State of the State. However, in terms of vaccination rollout, we're behind Mississippi. And that's no knock on Mississippi. We're number 40. We're number 40. And I love the way Charlie Parker, he bragged on Tuesday night. You know, we're number 2 in testing people in the whole country. What the hell does testing people mean? When the tests don't mean anything. You know, we're number 1
in nursing home. There's 20,000 first responders who are working their way through this process as well, in addition to the 75 and over population. So, you know, this thing is a rolling rollout.
How Menino-like is that? This thing is a rolling rollout. A rolling rollout. It's like a Rolling Stone, as Bob Dylan would say. Let me hear that one again.
Plus, there's still 20,000 first responders who are working their way through this process as well, in addition to the 75 and over population. So, you know, this thing is a rolling rollout.
This thing is a rolling rollout. Baker acknowledged today that Wednesday was a very frustrating day. Very frustrating day. Senator Ann Gobey, this has been a total nightmare and is absolutely at the feet of the governor. Doesn't she know the sign that he's got on his desk? The buck doesn't stop here. He had a year to prepare. This is the only thing he's been working on, but he couldn't get around to setting up a hotline system for the vaccines. But I'm doing a great job. I sent my people out to see who was buying turkeys before Thanksgiving to make sure they weren't buying the big ones. I haven't played basketball. I didn't see my dad for weeks. So stop complaining or I'll start crying again. Go hand wring somewhere else, Parker. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Howie.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, how long have we known about this vaccine coming? And I don't understand how they didn't have these computers or servers ready for what they knew, had to know was going to be a huge number of people calling to register. I mean, were they using Dominion software?
Well, maybe they didn't think there was going to be this rush. I mean, after he spent the last year trying to scare the bleep out of everybody with his panic porn 24/7, he can't imagine that there'd be this demand for these vaccines, especially among older people who are the ones who are most affected by this. How many prisoners have gotten the vaccine? That's what I want to know. You know, they were number one on the list. He was going to inoculate everybody who was in prison and jails. They were the ones who were going to get it first, and incidentally, they're also inoculating quote unquote researchers, which I'm thinking that's Beacon Hill language for hacks. Researchers were getting it first. WGBH did a story about this. When Charlie Parker has lost Channel 2, National Panhandler Radio, he has lost Massachusetts. Ezra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ezra.
First of all, Howie, I'd like to congratulate you for working Billy Preston and Bob Dylan into the last 5 minutes. That was incredible.
How about if I work Judy Collins in the circle game? Someone just suggested that. That may be even better than Will It Go Round in Circles. But go ahead, Ezra.
Or John Prine. My question is, if the next piece of the puzzle is to forgive all student loans, then why was the option not given to the 20,000 American workers for free re-education on how to get another job after your pipeline-fitting job has been eliminated?
You know what, Ezra? That is an excellent observation. That guy that we played, the pipeline worker who's laid off, who said he's going to lose his car and his house, why don't we have a forgiveness program for that guy's car loan and his mortgage? Seems only fair, doesn't it? Isn't that part of equity? They're so into equity now, right? If a guy who's a blue-collar worker is about to go bust, why doesn't he get taken care of, but somebody who majored in gender studies at Mass Bay Community College is going to have his loans written off? Couldn't agree with you more, Ezra. Trisha, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Trisha.
Hi. I was just thinking about the State of the Union, and how is Biden going to pull that one off? I mean, they usually last over an hour. Is he going to be up there over an hour talking, and how are they going to do that one?
What's the V word, Tricia?
In his ear and telling him what
the
to
V
say,
word,
because right now,
virtual. There's going to be a virtual State of the Union message. Yeah, you're right. He was fading badly after a 20-minute inaugural speech where he was talking about red versus blue, urban versus Ural or Erlin. Yeah, I know.
So Charlie Baker held his State of the State earlier this week, and that was virtual, which I liked a lot better, because as the person who has to listen to those, instead of listening to an hour and 15 minutes,
right,
where there's a lot of applause, it was 23 minutes, and it was so gratifying to see that.
But then you had to listen to his Zoom conference call with the members of the Republican State Committee where he forgot his age. Do you think he really forgot? That would have been a good poll question, Taylor. Did Charlie Baker really forget how old he was?
I don't think he forgot. He just didn't want to mention how old he was.
Is he a little bit vain, do you think? Just a little bit. I'm 60-something. 60-something. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again, and for just this week, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO is back. That's buy one Thunderstorm Air Purifier and get another one for free. It's been months, and people still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, but it works in hours. Our sales rep came down last week, and there was a funky smell at the Airbnb. But it was no match for the thunderstorm. The mailroom manager lent one of ours to her, and hours later the smell was gone. The Eden Pure air purifier is so small you can hold it in your hand and it plugs right into the wall. That's why it was so easy to move. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Maybe you have one and you know how well it works. Now you may want one for your second floor or the basement. If you have a second one, give it to a family member, a kid, a friend. Pet, kitchen, tobacco, or that basement smell, they're all gone with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. This deal ends on January 31st at midnight. That's Sunday. The Thunderstorm sells fast, so don't delay. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Even the Globe, not to mention WGBH, has turned on Charlie Parker on this one. Here's a comment from a message board poster. This is idiotic. Every time I check, I must fill in pages of information only to arrive at the end of the process to find that, surprise, surprise, there are no more available appointments. Whoever designed this system didn't have much common sense. Did they bring them in from the Registry of Motor Vehicles or the Department of Public Health? or the Massachusetts State Police, or the University of Massachusetts, or the Massachusetts Port Authority. This is just so. He only had a year to prepare for this. Only a year, and he tells people be patient. Did he ever say to President Trump? What if President Trump had said be patient? Charlie Parker would have said he should be impeached. He should resign immediately. Charlie Parker, be patient. You know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm 60-something. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. You know, for years, the politicians and academia on the left kept telling us, if you go to college, you'll make more money over your career.
Yes, they did.
If that's the case, why are non-grads having to pay for it?
Exactly. It's, again, they keep using the word fair, and they want equity in our society. How is there equity if a guy who's laid off from the Keystone XL pipeline doesn't get his mortgage paid off and his car payments, and some nitwit who majored in some ridiculous major like gender studies is going to get his tuition or his loans paid off? It's not fair. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. We need to pull that out from Randy Newman's Good Old Boys, Taylor, at some point. Maybe not today, obviously. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie. Which real leader will Biden call a lying dog-faced pony soldier?
It's more likely he'll call Peter Ducey a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Here's some lines from the Randy Newman song. We've taken all that you've given, but it's getting hard to make a living. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. I think it will fall on deaf ears. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie, about the website, you forgot one other person. Obama with healthcare.gov. How long did that take to build? It never worked. But, hey, my call is, can you find out from Charlie Faker how many vaccines are actually being given out at each of these locations? I went to a place. I wanted to volunteer, thinking that possibly if they had extra vaccine, I could get it. And when I went there, they had about 10 people working, and they had like one person come in at a time. I mean, the cost has to be prohibitive. I mean, you know, I remember when I got out of school and I got a union job, they said, hey, this is the way we work. Don't kill the job. I mean, we're never going to be able to vaccinate the people at the rate they're going. I mean, the media shows Gillette and all the people. Okay, I agree. Maybe Gillette is vaccinating 500 people. But of all these sites that he has on the map, how many are actually being vaccinated per day?
That's a good question. And again, he says be patient after he's tried to scare the living you-know-what out of everybody for a year. For a year. And then he says, what's the hurry? It's the hack-a-ram. It'll take a while. Be patient. I'm Howie Carr.